The bus rapid transit system yesterday started test rides in Accra. Though people expressed satisfaction with their experiences on the buses, concerns have been raised about the buses not being insured, while others see the BRT as duplication. Radio Ghana talks with the CEO of the Accra Passenger Transport Service, Samson Jamra, who told George Ankara that the service is not a duplication, but an intervention by government to ease the mobility challenge in the city of Accra.
The BRT transport system is an intervention by the government to ease the mobility challenge that we have been facing in this city and in our other cities. If you can recollect, a journey that normally took about 20 minutes some years back will now take you about 2 hours because of the traffic situation. And this situation will be allowed to persist for a very long time. It will just bring the city to a halt in terms of gridlocks. So the government's intervention is to ensure that we manage the road space properly. It is not about expanding the road space. If you look at the Tekwashi roundabout, it used to be congested and it was expanded and it's still congested. So the answer doesn't lie in expanding the road space. The answer lies in how we manage the road space. And managing the road space means that it is better to use high occupancy vehicles than use vehicles that carry small numbers of persons. So if you take our typical buses that we are using, we have 86 persons crash capacity for the bus, and this takes the place of about 40 vehicles on our road. So if you can imagine public transport system that uses these high occupancy vehicles and has the quality that would be able to motivate us to leave our vehicles at home and patronize the public transport system, we would have greatly eased the mobility issues within our metropolitan areas. That is the reason why the government is promoting this quality bus service to ensure that the road space is properly managed.
The allegation making the rounds is that BRT system is a duplication and that it is also a waste of public funds.
The BRT is not a duplication. The BRT system and the whole government intervention starts from the root, and the root being the regulation of public transportation. People are being encouraged to buy their private vehicles because of the current public transport arrangements that we have and the quality that it attracts. The current public transportation arrangement has been changed since the year 2007 when the government of Ghana started the Ghana Urban Transport Project with the assistance of the World Bank. It was looked at in terms of legislative framework that it was the assembly that had the mandate to regulate public transportation. So this mandate has been carried out since 2010 when the assembly set up bylaws for public transportation. So public transportation currently is being regulated with a permit that you have to obtain from your assembly of origin. And that permit is renewable on a yearly basis. It's a permit type A that is renewable on a yearly basis that each public transport operator is supposed to be having. So the regulatory environment is being looked at and improved upon. The capacities of the institutions that are supposed to be regulating public transportation is being built, and then they have the ability to be able to do the work that they are supposed to do. And this eventually is supposed to culminate in a very good public transport arrangement within the Gama metropolis. The arrangement for the network will have each bit having its role to play in the network. If you envisage that the corridors that are highly traveled have high occupancy schedule services, and then the feeders are done by the total operations, but a higher level in terms of quality of it. Then the link to our homes are done by taxi rank, also properly regulated. Then we have a system that actually allows free movement within the metropolis. So it's not a duplication. What we are, the government is doing in terms of the DR is to complement the services that are being offered by Metromass, etc., and all the other vehicles that are within the public transport space. Except that we are lifting up the quality and the standard of public transport arrangements such that it can persuade individual car owners to leave their vehicles up and patronize the public transport arrangement.
Mr. Jamra says the claim that the buses are not insured is false.
It is not true that we have not insured the buses. In fact, what we are carrying out from Monday to Friday is testing the operational readiness of our operating staff, that is the drivers. And you should know that these drivers are the existing proper drivers whom we put into the classroom and trained, and their capacity built to be able to handle sophisticated equipment like what we have aboard our bus. The quality attributes of our buses are quality attributes that have been taken away from the BRT. We have an automated fare collection arrangement. We have passenger information systems within the bus. We have CCTV cameras in the bus for incident management, and we have to track the bus wherever it is on the route. And we have a control room that is doing all of these monitoring. Now, we needed to test the operational readiness of the control room staff, the operational staff, and then the bus drivers in terms of real-life simulation. And that is what we are attempting to do from Monday to Friday. And whatever glitches are observed, we straighten them out before we start our commercial operations. That is the intention of these exercises. And the vehicles we are putting on the road, we have insurance cover for the vehicles. What was missing, because we're working on it, was to get the DVLA registrations completed for these vehicles. And we are in the process of completing that. But we have insurance cover for these vehicles.
Mr. Jemra also touched on the management of the vehicles and the vision of the system.
The management of the vehicles is based on government's policy in terms of public transportation. The government says that it wants 80% of movement within any of the metropolis done by one means of mass transport or the other, and that government's role is to provide the infrastructure for the operations of the mass transit arrangement, and that the private sector is encouraged to invest in the operations of the system. That's exactly what is being carried out now. Now, if the assembly's mandate to regulate public transportation, so all the 13 assemblies within this arrangement in Gama, including Ewutu Senya, which is in the central region, but is part of this arrangement because of Kaswa, have come together to create gaps because each of these assemblies have the mandate to regulate public transport within its area of jurisdiction. Simply put, it means that these assemblies can set rules for public transportation within their area of jurisdiction. And you can imagine the confusion that will come if subsequent areas of jurisdictions have different rules within the network. So they created GAP as a body to harmonize the regulatory environment within Ghana. So GAPTI is a supra body assisting the assemblies in carrying out these activities. And GAPTI has been mandated by the assemblies to be managers of the operations on the system are being organized by the existing truck operators whose capacity have been built to establish limited liability companies to run services on the corridor. As we are speaking now, these operators have what we call a route service contract, which is a contract that defines how the service provision is supposed to be provided on the corridor, with GAT representing the assembly. The fact that you have a GPRT company that is running services all the way from Ofanko all the way, and then we have cooperative companies that is running services from Amasaman to Tutu. And we have the Protoa company. All Protoa and cooperatives have linked up with the other smaller organizations within the GRT, create the entity.
Is it true that most of these mass metro buses are breaking down and you do not even have spare parts to repair them, which people are looking at as duplication?
I actually do not work for Metromas, so I wouldn't know the status of their operations right now. But what I can say is that with the existing structure that we are putting in, the original manufacturers of the vehicles are already in town and they have set up shop to carry out the repairs and maintenance. The repairs and maintenance of those vehicles are the responsibility of the original manufacturers. That is the kind of contractual arrangements we have in place.
What will be the future of your expansion programs? Are you going to extend the services to the other cities and regions?
The vision is that for the corridor, there are four principal corridors that are highly traveled in Gama. And all of these principal corridors, if we insert in them public transport arrangements that have the quality that we are attempting to demonstrate and have schedules that you can time your journeys by, then we have feeders that feed into these corridors with highly regulated structural operations. And then we have the smaller vehicles taking us to our doorstep, all linked up in a network arrangement that is properly put in place and giving the incentives to the private sector to participate in. We will have an arrangement that works very well for Gama. Now, we are using Gama as a pilot, and with the concept that we have developed since 2007 with the introduction of the Ghana Urban Transport Project, which has a GAPTI, that is a super body looking after the transport arrangements within Gama, we'll duplicate that in Kumasi. So you have what you call a Kumasi GAPTI, that is for want of use of a better word, and you have a Tamale GAPTI, and you have a Takoradi GAPTI, that is overseeing the public transport arrangements within all of these conurbations. And then we will see that moving around within the country has become an issue that everybody you'd be happy about.